16 days to go. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but a lot of Americans have already cast ballots ahead of the midterm elections. An AP tally shows more than 7 million have already voted. It was debate night in Pennsylvania in a key Senate race. Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman sparred over abortion and crime and inflation.
Fetterman pointed to what he called the elephant in the room, the stroke he had last spring, saying Oz hasn't let him forget it. But he said his health challenges have left him resolved.
This campaign is all about, to me, is about fighting for everyone in Pennsylvania that ever got knocked down, that needs to get back up.
Well, Oz called Fetterman's ideas extreme.
These radical positions extend beyond crime to wanting to legalize all drugs, to open the border, to raising our taxes.
The debate carried by News Nation.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. That Pennsylvania race is considered a toss-up in new Fox News power rankings, along with Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. The outcome's likely determining which party controls the Senate. The rankings project Republicans will take the House with as many as 233 seats. There are some close governor's races also, including in New York, where there was also a debate last night.
We've experienced on so many levels attacks on our wallets, our safety, our freedom, your children's education.
And Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin blames Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul in their Spectrum News New York One debate.
Every single day I wake up thinking about how I can fight harder for you and your families, to invest in education for your kids, give you more child care opportunities so you can get back to your jobs.
President Biden has been boosted again, getting a jab at the updated COVID booster offering protection from Omicron variants, and he's urging vaccinated Americans 5 and older to do the same.
It's incredibly effective, but the truth is not enough people are getting it.
Just under 20 million Americans have gotten this booster so far. The number of those who got the first two shots of the initial COVID vaccines is over 10 times that. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine keeps denying Russian allegations that it might be readying the use of a radioactive dirty bomb. And Ukraine's nuclear energy operator is making claims of its own that Russian forces did secret work at the nuclear power plant that they took control of after the invasion, and believes Russia could be prepping a terrorist act using nuclear materials and radioactive waste. Now, the U.S. keeps siding with Ukraine.
Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says Russian allegations that Ukraine is building a dirty bomb are false and hasn't seen any need to change its strategic forces.
We have no indication right now that Russia has made a decision to employ nuclear chem bio weapons at this time. But again, it's something that we'll continue to monitor very closely.
Noting consequences to those types of capabilities have been communicated at a variety of levels. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And there's some political Ukraine drama in Washington. A group of Democrats withdraw a letter sent to the Biden administration urging it to negotiate a peace settlement with Russia.
The letter, signed by more than 30 members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, was drafted several months ago, Democrat Pramila Jayapal says, and sent out by staff this week without vetting. Jayapal chairs the Progressive Caucus and says the letter created an unfortunate appearance. Democrats are somehow aligned with Republicans who seek to pull the plug on support for Ukraine. That statement notes a quote last week from House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy suggesting a GOP majority won't support a blank check for Ukraine aid. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Israel's president will go to the White House today to meet with President Biden. Isaac Herzog also has been invited to a joint meeting of Congress. On Wall Street, stock futures are down. coming off a third day of big gains in a row that has sent the Dow up more than 1,500 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.